Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lunch with Leah, season 2, episode 23.
Oh, welcome everybody to the extraordinary 5-star studio in sunny Miami, Florida. All you snowbirds, I feel so bad for you. Maybe you're tucked in bed or bored and you have something that you can watch now. Me, Facebook Live, Lunch with Leah, noon on Wednesdays. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
Share,
share, share. Now, go right now and go tweet it. Turn into Facebook Live with Leah Black. Lunch with Leah. Share it on your Instagram. We have to get our viewership up. I don't want to be like Jimmy Kimmel, you know, with the lowest Oscar rating ever. And I don't want to be like Donald Trump with the lowest approval rating ever. I want to be me. Oh, God, we have so much to talk about. Oh, there's just so much. There's the Oscars. There's celebrity gossip. There's royalty gossip. There's all my stuff going on at the house. There's movies we've been watching. I mean, I could just go on with the list. Okay. I'm watching The Voice, but I missed it last night, but I TiVo'd it. Okay, so got to catch up. Every year, I swear, every year, I always pick the top, at least 3 out of 4, usually 4 out of 4, and I always pick the top 2, usually the top 1. I just love it. I'm so good at it. Why am I not judging? Oh, and no, I'm wearing Versace today, my Versace scarf and from James, in honor of the Versace is back on. I missed it last week, but I TiVo'd it. Interesting. My hairdresser said, yes, I do have a hairdresser. I know it's hard to believe. He said that it was confusing. So I've got to watch it so I can sort it out and analyze it for everybody.
Yeah.
Then the Americans started rerunning. The Americans, K-A-N-S, which is that spy, the Russian spies penetrating the U.S. and their kids are in school and they're normal next door neighbor people. Oh my God. So this friend of mine in L.A. told me about it a year ago. I'd never watched it. So I TiVo'd it. I binge watched the whole thing. I was just hooked on it. And then, of course, now that I'm hooked on it, this is going to be the last season.
Yeah.
Oh, so upsetting. But anyway, they started rerunning it, which would indicate to me that it's going to start soon. And I think they did announce the date in March or something. By the way, we're going to go longer than 30 minutes today. We just have got so much. If you just tune out, you need to catch up later and tune back in. Okay, what were you going to say?
No. Yeah.
And then I told you guys about that movie, but you got to go see it if it's still out there, or those three guys on that train kept those terrorists from, you know, shooting off those rifles. That was really good. I can't think of the name of it. Then I saw Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence. She is really the cutest thing, and she's such a good actress. I just love her personality. I love everything about her. She doesn't take herself seriously. You see her at the Oscars climbing over the chair. You see her fall down going up the stairs to get her Oscar. You know, and then she says, oh, I went out and got drunk with some housewives. I've always wanted to do that. I mean, she's like the real deal because she really has a very unique talent. I mean, she'll be, when she's Meryl Streep's age, she will have had as many awards and nominations as Meryl, I would think. She's really brilliant, but she just has fun, and I just love her for that. Anyway.
A lot of comments coming in.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about the Housewives later, please. Are those the Housewives? Oh, thank God.
Yet.
Thank God.
They're all talking
I'm
about
inundated with that.
Look.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And Carpenter are talking about how beautiful you are today.
Oh, it's the Leah Black skincare at leahblack.com.
Stephanie Holmgren says hello from Atlanta.
Oh, hi, Atlanta.
And she says she loves your Versace scarf.
Yay.
And Frances, hi, she loves that big photo behind you.
Oh, we switched it out. This is, how do you say his name?
Kifar.
Whatever. I turned Frankie Grande onto him. We're walking down the street in New York, and there was an American Express sign made with that the whole finish on it. I said, Frank, you got, looks like you. He ran in and bought it in 1 second. I mean, I love this artist. So Brito took a break today. He'll be back.
Is that the same artist that does the George Michael
one? Yeah, no, that's a different one. The George Michael one someone asked me about. I bought it at a charity event at Fisher Island 1 year, and I'm going to photograph that and post it to whoever asked for it. And that was a great one, too, and I can't remember that artist's name either. I'm really bad with stuff. Meanwhile, I've been getting so many comments on my Instagram since I started typing the house in Freda. I'm telling you, you guys have no idea. This morning, just this morning alone, I'm trying to get out the door. Okay. I look, wake up, there's a note right by the phone. I went to the doctor with Paul. You know, okay. She goes to the doctor. How many times a week does Freddie go to the doctor?
Once a week.
I think, yeah, at least once a week, maybe twice a week, three times.
She's part-time.
Eye doctor, the dentist, the heart doctor, the stomach doctor, the physical doctor, I don't know. And I think Jason's been telling me this for years, and I'm like, I don't know. Do you think? We think, because she has good insurance, that these doctors just tell her to come back. And she just keeps, and for her, it's something to do. She gets, Paul drives her there. They have a cafe con leche. She goes to the doctor. She gets home 2 hours later. The house is clean. And she's like, it's like a vacation. I don't know. I'm never, but I've been putting her on Instagram because no one would believe me what it's like at my house. So I just started filming them when I walk in on them because how did I get in this place in my life? I mean, how did I get where I am? I could have, you know, I could have silver service, white glove, English butler ran house. And instead, I don't know. You look at Instagram and tell me what kind of house I run or what kind of house runs me.
Well, apparently they've been watching Instagram because you're getting a lot of comments.
We are.
They said Freda. They want to hashtag Freda, hashtag trending. Stephanie Stelton said, people said they want to be Freda. Nancy Carver said, I want to be Freda. She said, I also want to know exactly what does she do.
Well, she prays a lot. She prays a lot. She watches Jimmy Swaggart and dances a lot. And she feeds the dogs. And then she does fix Roy breakfast and RJ a snack. But she doesn't know what the hell she wants to do. I mean, she does what she wants. It doesn't bother me that she doesn't do anything. It's just I'm wondering about who am I being in my own life that I've lost control of the people that work for me, and that would include the two of you.
Oh, come on.
Speaking of,
you
come here, Jason.
Of us.
Come here, Jason. Come. Great. Wait. Everybody wants to meet. Come here, Jason. Walk over here and say hi. Somebody sent me an email. They said, "Say hi to Jason."
Hello.
All right, James, come say hi. They said, "Oh, Leah, I look forward to your videos. You're always on Twitter. This is James. Say hi." And they said, "In the future with Lunch with Leah, can you introduce the show and the guys behind the camera?" You mean behind the iPhone? And this is my lighting director. This is my producer, my cameraman. This is my script writer. This is my accessory. And this is my set. I mean, oh, please. Hoda, you have nothing on me. I want to see the face behind the voice who holds up the alleged sign. Oh, that would be James, the alleged sign. Well, they started that because they think I get myself in trouble. But, you know, I don't know. Back to my list. Oh, spring break is coming up soon. I'm going to go to L.A. with R.J., Roy, and this little one. I'm not taking all the others. Freda's going to be with them. And but I do have security at my house, if you've got any ideas. And it's true, I do. And guard dogs now. I added that. And let's see. So while I'm there, I'm going to do Jeff's radio show, one of the Fridays in March. I don't know when. I'll let you know. I'll tweet it or post it or we'll figure it out. You'll know about it because I'll be gossiping about it. And by the way, Heather McDonald is going to be in Boca on March 20th. I don't know what day of the week that is. I tried to look it up on my phone, but I couldn't find the calendar icon. I can't with everything. Should we do celebrity gossip or Oscars? Let's do Oscars. Oh, let's just do the Oscars first. Okay. Well, speaking of the Oscars, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to be popular, obviously. I'm just going to open my big mouth and just stick my foot in it. First of all, the set and the stage was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
All those Swarovski crystals, I mean, I would love to just have them all right here, hanging right here, right now. I mean, I just love them. They were so gorgeous. I think Jimmy Kimmel is a hoot, a holler, and the cutest thing that you've ever seen. But anyway, they made a list of people that have not yet hosted that they think should. I don't know who made this list. I lost whoever said it. Anyway, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. I agree with that. Amy Schumer, not so sure. Jimmy Fallon, I agree with that one. James Corden from the Karaoke Carpool, I don't know enough about him. Kevin Hart, maybe. Dwayne Johnson, I don't think so. Tracy Morgan, maybe. Bill Murray, he might be good. And then I added one. Me. I shall host the Oscars. And then, oh my God, they said the ratings were low, but they started out, oh my God. Jimmy Kimmel, I love him, he's so good, but boy, did he throw Weinstein, Ratner, and Spacey under the bus in the opening. And I think that riled the women up. They all loved it. You know, I might have left that out. I think they've made enough of it already, and let's just keep the movement going and hold people to account. And maybe we don't want to jump the shark on it. Let's put it that way. And then, what was this? What is it I write? Oh, the Spirit Awards. That's where they dragged them under the thing. They did also make a little bit of an innuendo to them at the Oscars as well. So let's look at these dresses. Now, I can't ever remember any of these girls' names, but I can remember their jewelry. But this one, Therese came to me. Now, that is a gorgeous damn dress.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That is drop dead. That is something I would wear, but I wouldn't want to make her body look bad, so I wouldn't. But I wouldn't want to show her up. But, I mean, that is drop dead gorgeous. Everything about it was stunning. I would have loved to have seen a big, huge, wide diamond cuff on the right arm to balance that. But it was drop dead gorgeous. Oh, she's hot. And then the four winners of the main categories for the supporting actor, actress, supporting actress, and actor, I thought they were all very well deserved and well picked. You know, this was the guy, these two won from the three billboards. She won for I, Tonya, and he won from Churchill.
Yeah,
so I thought that, but I'm going to tell you, I'll show you her dress in a minute. She knocked it right out of the park,
She looked phenomenal.
Now, here's two. I didn't get the best picture of this dress. This dress had a big long train on it, Jennifer Garner, and it looked really beautiful. I thought this was an elegant dress, and I couldn't tell you her name. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup. I don't know, but she's really got a beautiful dress on. But you know, I'm not a big fan of that blue, that bright blue. I think it dominates the person. I think when you wear a dress, you want to dominate the dress and not have the dress dominate you. And I think that blue kind of dominates the dress. Here's another example of that blue. Now, this girl's got class, period. And she's gorgeous and she's very talented. And she always looks gorgeous on the red carpet. And she looked gorgeous there. But there are two things about the dress. I'm not a big fan, like I said, of that royal blue. Because I think it, especially with that white skin, it just like, you walk in, you see the dress. You don't really see her, even though it's a gorgeous dress. Maybe if she had dark skin or something. But what is this? They put a pussy bow on the pussy. I'm just like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I like it. But you're walking around and all you see is it just brings your eye right to the pussy bow, right on the pussy. So I don't know. I'll leave it at that.
Those comments coming in about the dress.
Yeah.
Yes, people love the color. Nicole Kay, they said it looked great on stage.
Yeah.
They also love your jewelry.
Oh, LeahBlack.com.
Yeah. And they liked that... They like Jen Gardner's dress, too. And Nancy Tucker says the lighting on stage was also light blue, so I probably made the dress stand out.
Yeah, it may have. You know, I just think it's such a strong color that it got a little bit of it goes a long way.
She got best dressed on, like, a lot of...
Did she? Who? Nicole?
Yeah. And all of that, I saw them talking.
Well, Margot Robbie, the only thing missing was my handbag. Margo, wake up! Am I going to have to come over there and like bitch slap you? Why didn't you have my handbag with you? It was in a national magazine on a full page ad. But anyway, she looked beautiful. This is Chanel Couture. And everything, these little things were also draped in the back. And I'm not usually a fan of anything that kind of goes down and drags you down. I like things that kind of lift you up. So I would have not had those little arm things on there, but that's just me. I mean, I'm not a couture designer, but the back of it was stunning, and she was beautiful. Just adorable. And, you know, she was so gracious about, you're winning if you just get there with a nomination, but she was so gracious that her co-star won, you know. Here she is again. Now, this is another one that walked just right out of the park, Jane Fonda.
Oh, my God.
She is 80 years old. I mean, she's just a little bit younger than me. No, being 80 years old, and look at that body and the hair and the face and the makeup, and she just looks gorgeous. I still have her workout tape from when I was in high school. I worked out to it every day. And then here's a closer up of Margot. She's so cute, that one. I like her. Now, this to me was the look of the night. Who made that dress? Does anybody know? It was so beautiful. The color was gorgeous. The draping was gorgeous. It fit perfectly. She's tall and thin, and she could pull it off. I would have made one small change. I love the diamond necklace, but I like it when a necklace follows the line of a dress. I maybe would have wanted to have the little necklace come down to a point and back up again rather than here, because you see, when you put it here, it just cuts the line. You've got all the lines going and then it stops. If the necklace would have followed the line of the dress, I think it would have been better. But other than that, she was just a knockout. I mean, I just love that dress. I was so happy for her. It's nice to see women that are 40, 50, and 60, and 70, and 80 looking that good and winning these awards. You know? I mean, like Sandra Bullock said, they used to be done when they were 40. That was cute what she did with the lighting. Here's another one. Is this Mary J. Blige? This is just an absolutely gorgeous. Who makes this?
Versace.
Of course, James knows everything Versace. But this is gorgeous. And the fabric, I have a feeling that fabric was just in person to knock out.
Yep.
Now, there's one thing about her that I don't like. The damn tattoos. Why do you put these tattoos on these statuesque, gorgeous women? She's just fabulous, and she was nominated for two awards. Now, here's another one. Is this Zendaya? Is that her name?
Yeah.
The one Juliana Rancic got in trouble for saying she looked like she smoked pot or whatever she said anyway. Speaking of Juliana Rancic, do I have her picture?
She
looked like an anorexic bride.
She looked like a bride.
I agree.
She had a wedding dress on, and she looks anorexic. She needs to eat. She looks like an anorexic bride. And, you know, it's unfortunate. She does an amazing job. She's like the Encyclopedia Britannica on every celebrity and everything they've ever said, done, and any work they've ever done. And she's an adorable, brilliant girl when it comes to what she does. She does it very well. But wearing a bridal dress and being that skinny, no, she should have fluffed it up with something to add some volume and weight to her. But this looks ridiculous. This looks like it's just... The dress is gorgeous minus that. But it just looks like she's going to fall over. You know, it's just unbalanced. But other than that, it's beautiful, except that brown is not really a gorgeous color on a gown. So there you go.
Nancy Carver says, tattoos, don't put a sticker on a Bentley.
That's a good point.
Don't put a sticker on a Bentley.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And Alex Pletcher wants to know, can we talk about Adam Rippon, who's this figure skater who wore the Moschino tuxedo with the leather harness underneath it?
Yeah, what did he think?
He says, like dominatrix tux, hot or not.
You know what? I think it made a statement. It was trendy. He stood out.
Yeah.
It wasn't offensive.
No.
It wasn't tasteless. It wasn't necessarily traditional, but he made a statement. I didn't do the men because most of the guys aren't, you know, nobody usually cares. Now, I'm going to tell you, the color of this dress, just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Lipstick pink. I mean, the color and the sequin of that dress, you know, it reminds me of somebody I know, drag queen I know. But anyway, but the dress is just beautiful. And the color is just...
Yeah.
And we have some handbags very similar to this. LeahBlack.com handbags. Oh, okay.
Well, White Panther this weekend.
She was in White Panther.
Amazing, yes.
Oh, you know, Roy and Roy Jr. went to see it, and I let Freda go because somebody has to stay with the dogs, and I let Freda go because she likes action movies, and I really didn't care to go. But they liked it. Freda loved it. How did she love a movie? She didn't speak a word of English. But anyway, whatever. I think she speaks convenient English. Speaking Speaking of celebrities, let's see. What do I have here? Oh, this is sad to me. I didn't even bring the picture because I just didn't want to shame her. Okay, so Amy Schumer gets married, and she marries a chef, and he gives her a little tiny diamond ring, and people are making fun of it. Now, I don't think you should do that. When I'm making fun of people that are wearing little tiny jewelry, it's because they can afford a vault of jewelry, and they just either cheap or don't have taste. But when you have a budget, or you're marrying a guy that doesn't have a lot of money, or maybe jewelry's just not that important to you, I felt so bad because she seemed so happy. She only met the guy 3 months ago, and then they go get married. So congratulations, Amy. She was just beaming. And don't let anybody talk to you about that diamond. Damn them. Okay. Now, Kate Middleton is going on maternity leave. The last time she went on maternity leave, she went for 5 weeks. But it's interesting. In the UK, women get 52 weeks of maternity leave. That's almost that's a whole year. 54 weeks. Isn't it 52 weeks or 54
weeks?
Okay. Well, I was checking to see if you were paying attention. So she's going to get 5 weeks. The last time she got 5 weeks, she can probably take whatever she wants, but apparently she took 5 weeks. So now she's got George that's 4 years, and she's got Charlotte that's 2 years, and now she's going to have another one. And I think this one's going to be, did they say it was going to be a girl or a boy? I don't know. Whatever. Then Rick Ross, our friend Rick Ross, had performed at our charity, and he's so brilliant, and he's been to our house, and he sang that song, Leah Black, he wrote a song about me. He had this seizure and was in the hospital for days, and people were worried about him, and I was really worried when they said he had a lung machine breathing for him, and this and that, and I was like, oh my God. But then there was an article, and I don't know if it's true, that he had a threesome sex, and got too wound up, I guess. I mean, I don't know if that's true. And God bless you if it is, Rick. But take care of yourself. We like you. Gwen Stefani has got a Vegas residence now. What do you guys think about that? Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I guess, what's his name if he's, what's his boyfriend's? No, the boyfriend. Anyway, the boyfriend that's on The Voice, Shelton. He'll probably, maybe Blake will be like in L.A. and she'll be in Vegas and they'll be together more. But he loves that Oklahoma stuff and the Cowboys and the Elton John stormed off the stage because they had a bunch of women come up, people were invited up to dance or whatever and sing along. And one of them got too close and started kept trying to touch him and then put their hand on the piano. And he got mad, stormed off the stage, and they cleared the people off the stage. And he went back and continued to perform.
Yep. No more dancing on stage.
And so he stormed off before the song ended, and then he returned after they cleared the stage. Well, you know, when you're Elton, you get to do that.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of people that went to the Elton John. Yeah, I went to people that went to the Elton John party, the charity party. I know a lot of people that went there. I wasn't actually invited to that. I've been a couple of times, but I'm not going to fly out to L.A. for it. If I was there, I wouldn't even go if I was there. Let's be honest. I'm too lazy anymore. But it's a great party, and the people that went said it was just flawless. Another celebrity gossip. I told you we got a lot to talk about today. Tommy Lee said he was assaulted by his adult son. So apparently he was in the bed with his fiance, And he was attacked Monday night by Brandon, his adult son. You know, Ken, I've met Brandon, the two boys, Pamela's two boys. Allegedly, he punched them in the face in his home during a drunken brawl, according to reports. My fiancé and I were in bed when my son busted into the room and assaulted me, the legendary hair metal Stixman tweeted Tuesday night. He tweeted, "Why do these people tweet that this happened?" Anyway, whatever. I asked him to leave the house, and he knocked me unconscious, and then he ran away from the police, and that's the truth, Lee said. He also posted a photo of his bloody, swollen lip, but later deleted the shot. Well, so came to your senses. And then he was reportedly... reportedly, he was taken to the hospital. I don't know. This just goes on and on. But the son is 21 years old. I thought the son was younger than that. But anyway, he obviously, they're saying that Tommy Lee was drunk. I don't know if that's true. Would be shocking, wouldn't it? But I don't know. When your kid acts up like that, and he's out, and he went on in the article, said he was just heartbroken. They had done everything they could for their kids and done everything they could to raise them right, and, you know, and then this happens. But, you know, when your kid acts up like that, I don't know that you want to embarrass them in front of the whole world about it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd do that, you know. But anyway, it would have gotten out, but... He could have handled it differently if it gotten out. He could have said, you know what, we were both at fault and I regret it happened or something. But, I mean, these people now, and in reality TV, everybody just wants to tell everything. Yeah. They don't have any shame. Brad Pitt and DiCaprio will star in the Quentin Tarantino new film, Once Upon a Time, in Hollywood. And it was in 1969, the film was originally done. And so it's about people struggling to survive the Hollywood that they no longer recognize. And the script has been in the makings for 5 years. No, they're going back to 1969 and reenacting how it's all changed. Anyway.
And it's going to be on Netflix, right?
They said he was starring, and it's going to be on. I thought it was going to be a motion picture.
It is, but that's what Netflix is doing now.
Netflix making motion pictures.
And releasing them on Netflix. They're not doing them in the theaters anymore. Yeah. They've signed up Brad Pitt.
Well, it's fine with me.
Everybody.
I don't really like having to go to the movies, to be honest with you. I'm happy just laying in my luxurious bed with the 25 dogs and Freda running around singing and dancing to Jimmy Swaggart and watching the movie.
Yeah.
Now, Miami Gay Pride is coming here on the 7th, and they have a VIP dinner at the Faena, which we all have to go to. The 6th. Oh, they wrote it down. Oh, the invitation went out wrong. It's 6 on Friday. Okay. Jason, their editor, reminded them or showed them that they had Friday the 7th instead of Friday the 6th. It's at the Faena, but the point to that is Julie and Brandy are going to be here from the People's Couch. They're our good friends. We love them, and they're going to be... hosting it. And so we have to go to that dinner. We have to go. Thank God it's not the same week of our big event in Palm Beach, because we have to go and cheer them on and laugh at their jokes and party with them later and the whole thing. I love them.
Their podcast is so fun.
Their podcast, Dumb Gay Politics, I'm telling you, if you want an hour to go by fast, just put that on and do your exercising, because they're hilarious. When she starts imitating Melania Trump, I lose it. They're so funny. Anyway. In royalty, it turns out that Meghan, the new princess-to-be, has quite opinionated. She went to a charitable organization founded by the prince in 2009. It's the first time the four of them have attended together. Can you imagine how lucky that foundation is to get the four of them there? And she spoke out about women's empowerment and cultural movements and Me Too and Time's Up. And I think that the royalty was shocked. But they didn't complain about it. I'm sure she was very appropriate. I like the fact that she's opening her mouth. Maybe.
Nancy Carver has a question for you.
Yes, let's hear it.
She'd like to know what you think about Ashton Kutcher stating he is not leaving his kids any inheritance.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
He'll grow up. He's young. He'll grow up. Well, you know, that just says to me that somebody's bitter about that their parents didn't leave them something, or someone's like, I'm not going to spoil them. I had to make it on my own. You know what? I work, and my husband works all day, every day, and 90% of what we work for is to save money for Roy Jr., because we live a pretty modest life. And if you can't give it to your kids and you can't take it with you, what are you going to do with it? Give it to charity? Great. Yeah. Give a part of it to charity. I give it to charity. Do I give it to charity, Jason? Every single day. Can't help myself.
Bill Gates says they're not giving their kids any either. I've read that.
Well, and Soros said, but when they say they're not going to give their kids money, I think they mean they're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars. Yeah, they're going to take, yeah, their kids are never, they're not going to miss a meal, and they're not going to be without a roof. They're not going to be homeless. And the sad thing about that, and I feel that too, is, you know, you grow up with a certain lifestyle, and if you don't have the skill set or the drive or the ability to continue to maintain that skill set, that lifestyle, you may turn out to be just a miserable human being. So if you're going to raise a kid in a luxurious lifestyle, I feel you kind of have a responsibility to make sure that they continue at least a certain level of lifestyle. Yeah. Maybe not as grand, like, you know, you don't, they don't get a new car. They get a car with, you know, 20,000 miles on it. Maybe they don't live in a big house. Maybe they live in a two-bedroom apartment. But you have to provide for them to some degree if they're used to a certain lifestyle, because otherwise they're going to feel like failures and unhappy. And you
don't. Says she loves spoiling her kids.
I like spoiling. Well, you know, my kid doesn't ever want anything.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's the only thing. He just wants a driver.
Well said, Margaret Scaliff says. And some people following up on your comments about the royal family. They think Meghan is a wonderful addition to the world.
I think she's going to be. I think she's got to step up that jewelry and that wardrobe and start dressing like Audrey Hepburn. But she is, I think she's going to be... she's got the poise and the confidence from being on television all those years.
Right.
And she's got the depth from being involved in the United Nations and social causes. So I think she's going to surprise everybody. God bless. But we just want to make her look better. She's a beautiful girl. Now, the kids march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, the 24th of March. I want everybody that can to go out and march. If you're not in Washington, D.C. or you can't go there, get a hold of your local school, your local community, your mayor, and find out if there's a march on the 24th. Because, listen, this is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a life or death issue. I mean, you cannot, we can't live in a world where we go and sit in the movie and people can come in with a machine gun, or where you can't go to the mall without people coming in with a machine gun, or you can't drop off your kid without holding your breath all day while he's at school. You know, I mean, we have to just stop the madness, and somebody's got to be adult in the room, and it turns out it's going to be the kids. I mean, no one's saying you shouldn't have self-defense or guns to protect yourself, or guns if you want to hunt to hunt. I hate the hunting part, but no one's saying that. They're saying a machine gun is a war gun, and nobody needs a machine gun for self-defense. And anybody that doesn't agree with that, I get it might be fun, but it also might be fun to drive your car at 200 miles an hour too, but you don't get to do it because you might kill somebody. So we have to put things into perspective. Now, this one just irked me to death. This could have been me. Listen to this. Listen to this. This stranger sees a guy walking around the parking lot of McDonald's, and he looks hungry. So the guy says, you know, are you hungry? And the guy said, yeah, he's hungry. So the stranger invites the guy in and tells the guy to go order what he wants. The guy goes to the front of the line, and the little clerk bitch, or it could have been a guy, either way it was a bitch, says, oh, we're not serving you any food here today. So the guy that was buying him the food walked over and said, I'm paying for him for his food. I invited him in. And they refused to serve the guy and called the cops.
They did. There's video of it.
And there's video.
Videotaping it.
McDonald's, shame on you. First of all, fire that girl. Secondly, you need to go give hamburgers to every homeless person in the street this week under every bridge. Roy Jr. and I did that for years on Sundays. We went and bought those 69 cents with cheese, 59 cents without cheese hamburgers. We bought half and half, and we'd spend $100-something, and we would go and take cans of Coca-Cola or whatever with or lemonade or whatever, little individual things of fruit juice, and we would take those hamburgers and we would drive down to Miami, down under the bridge downtown, and we would give a big box of it. There was one guy, after a few times we met the leader of the neighborhood, and we'd set it there, and they would orderly, the homeless people would orderly stand in line and wait while this one person gave them the food. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we were giving them the food, but I got a little scared because RJ was so young. young then, you know, it's like, I don't know if we should be out here handing out this food. You know, Roy would be sitting in the car watching us. But then we met this guy, and he started doing it for us because he was kind of the leader. I think you want some water.
I think he wants down.
Oh, well, say hi, and then say bye, and then say whatever. Oh, Lordy. Okay, I think he wants some water. Okay. He'll go get it.
Well, they're agreeing with you. They say how mean. That's disgusting.
It's awful.
That was a big mistake.
And then, you know, the Billy Graham funeral. Okay, I didn't want to say anything. It was just so fresh after he was still in the casket. But now that he's in the ground, I'll comment. I like him. I know he means well. He did a lot of wonderful things in his lifetime. But let's not forget, he did say that that AIDS was punishment of God by God for being gay, and that Jews in a synagogue were like being in Satan. So I just didn't want to let that go, because I think you take the good with the bad, but you don't get to just only talk the good when someone's been that egregiously bad. So I listened to Howard Stern. He went off. Howard Stern makes me look like a Sunday school teacher. He went off on him for hours. I was like, oh, you're going a little far. I hope he doesn't come back and haunt you.
Well, he almost went down during the Watergate situation years ago because he got in too close to the actual case, I guess. So I saw something where he read, or, you know, that he learned early on not to get involved in bipartisan politics because he did get involved in bipartisan.
Absolutely. He can say he didn't get involved. He got involved when he started slamming gay people and Jews. Yep. But in any event, so the last thing before I get off to the next bit of news is in high profile and celebrity news. You know what was missing on the red carpet this year for E?
I know.
Other than Joan.
Joan.
But other than, oh, where's Joan? Where's her Joan? Other than my girl Joan. Oh, there's Joanna on the back, my little supermodel. Other than Joan, what was missing was, oh,
ta-da-da. You had a little glare.
Oh, there's the alleged guy earning his keep. Well, now he might get paid. Anyway, Ross Matthews. That's what was missing. He is the energy of the whole red carpet. What is wrong with E that they didn't have him on there?
Was it because he was on Celebrity Big Brother?
No, it was over by then. And I texted him yesterday and I said, you know, you should have been on the red carpet. And he texted me back like with a little tear. He should have, or something. I don't know what, some icon. He was so good on there. And you know who else was good when they had that other guy, George, that did on Fashion Police? He was fantastic. Where do they get these boring people anymore? I just can't. I was so bored. Then I flip over to Channel 10, and they had this girl on there from Vanity Fair. Yawn. Oh, and who dressed her and did her hair? I mean, isn't that Anna Wintour? Isn't that Anna Wintour magazine? She should have very simply and easily been able to dress the girl up and fix her up. Anyway, there you go. And trivia, some guys wanted to come in here to cut through there. No, I don't think so. We're not the hallway here. We are the fabulous NBC studio in Miami. Okay, so
people said so right. Ross would have been perfection on the red carpet.
Get a movement. I want everyone to start tweeting me at Leah Black. I agree. At Ross should have been on the at E red carpet. Let's get a movement going.
Ross on the red.
Ross on the red. That's a good one, James. You see, James is pretty good at what he does. I don't know if you guys know. James is a branding social media expert. If you need to hire anybody, just email us at leahblack.com. He does everything. He's brand four. How many brands has he done? Like 14, 15 brands at one time? I mean, major, major global brands. Really good. And he's affordable. Thanks to me subsidizing him. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. Trivia. Sustainable plants. So Legos is going to start adding sustainable plants to their thing. Roy Jr. has so damn many Legos. I don't know what to do with them all.
My nephew.
And he won't let me give them away.
I'm going to sell them to put him through college.
Yeah. And he won't let me give them away.
Them.
What I was going to do is have a big, clear, long coffee table type thing like this size, like this. This high, all clear acrylic, and just take them all apart and put all those Lego pieces in there and make it like a desk or a table or something. then where am I going to put that in my, in which one am I? Oh, please. Okay. So it's 2018. Of course, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added dumpster fire to its dictionary. Dumpster fire is added to, that's added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of Centuries because it's a noun meaning disaster, and it's among the 850 new words to emerge during Trump's presidency.
That's hilarious.
Dumpster fire. Oh, anyway, and sad news, that 14-year-old little girl was shot in, at Parkland, and one of the girls went back and she was interviewed and she said, you know, she was a junior, so the girl's a little older. She said, when I got into the class, I saw his empty chair. And the whole class started crying. Once you see the person's gone, it gets real. Oh my God. The 14-year-old that I was going to talk about had a bullet in her backpack when she got home.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bullet in her backpack. I can't.
You see the two guys, Cameron and the other one, I forget his name right now, they were on Bill Maher on Friday night.
I saw them.
It was really good.
They were good. They're very mature, these kids. They're more mature than RJ. RJ was like, Mom, I go play some video games.
Yeah, I love the way that at the end he was like, our generation forgives your generation.
Oh, I love that. That was really true. Our generation gives your generation for effing it up, and he's right.
Yep, for sure.
First of all, the climate change, people aren't even going to be able to fly in planes soon, and Trump won't acknowledge that. And then we have the North Korea little rocket man that he keeps bullying. I mean, it just goes on with the problems that we have. I can't.
Breaking news. Usher and his wife just separated.
Breaking news. Usher and his wife separated. Do we know Usher? We never met Usher. I don't think we've ever met. That's somebody we should have recruited. So I watched Beverly Hills last night. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, Dorit says she's, you know, starting to see Lisa's other side, just like Kyle predicted. Camille finally speaks. Lisa Vanderpump had a party. Lisa Vanderpump does know how to throw a party. I mean,
she's always
elegant and fabulous. It's always beautiful. Like her restaurants, like how she dresses. It's all part of her brand, but she does a gorgeous one. And then Lisa Rinna was sick in bed and didn't get to go. Well, I'm sure everyone was really happy she wasn't there, because can you imagine her jumping in the middle of an argument? And and then Lisa Vanderpump, oh my God. So after they get in this little tit for tat, okay, about, I don't even know
it's
what, it was silly. It was stemming from Dorit making a comment that Lisa needed attention or something like that. Lisa didn't like the way it sounded. Kyle jumped in the middle of it and started adding a little fuel to the fire by calling Dorit out on it. And so when she went to the luncheon, I had to turn the volume down really low because Roy was sleeping, but I didn't get it. What did Lisa not say anything that was that offensive, or was she just getting her little jabs in?
Well, I think it's, you know, taking her a little bit to finally, you know, she is. So when she wants to get a gadget, she wraps it in a joke.
Yeah.
And kind of, but get, you know, and that's what
but
she
But was
started.
It out of line?
And no, but she invited, Dorit felt like she became the punching bag at the dinner or at the luncheon. And she said when Lisa invited her to pump that night, she says, no, I think we've celebrated.
But you know what? I think Dorit must have been either in a bad mood or a wrong time of the month or fighting with her. Because normally Dorit would just give it right back to her. Instead, she got offended and left. Well, and in any event, so there you go. Then now PK's going to get involved in Dorit's business. I had to laugh because, you know, I'm sure Dorit is a very talented, artistic girl. There's no question about it. But PK makes a point. If you sell to the masses, you eat with the classes. And so it's great to have a couture, glamorous, expensive line. But if you're going to go to all that trouble, make some low-end ones too, you know, or middle-priced ones too for the masses. Because these young girls in these bikinis, they buy one a week to show off at the beach. They're not going to invest in an expensive bikini. Well, anyway, I thought it was rather funny.
The comments coming in say that besides you, Lisa V is their favorite.
Besides me. I'm
now,
so Jesse glad.
Jesse DeFreitas says besides Lisa B.
At least you got that right, besides me.
Yeah. Teddy was in the mix, too, last night. And it was just a little jabby. Nothing meaty or out of line.
That's what I thought. Now, Teddy did give her an exquisite gift. She knew how right how she got her the perfect gift. Took something that somebody that has everything doesn't have that pink coiffed thing you sit on riding side saddle or whatever it is
on the horse. Zareen is far from a brain trust.
I'm just telling you, she gets on people's nerves. I find her, Jason didn't like her. I find her, you too. I find her hilarious. I think she's a comedian. She is just, she just like a dog with a bone. She just can't let it go, you know, and she just goes too far, overcompensating on everything, whether it's the champagne flute or the apology or whatever. And she's just a busybody. And I think she's the cutest thing. I love her. The first year I called her dimwit. I didn't say she was a rocket scientist, but she's entertaining to watch. Now, on RHOC, apparently Kelly is furious with Vicky for setting your ex-boyfriend up. And she says that Vicky lies. Well, I hate to see that fight coming. And I haven't caught Atlanta lately. I caught a little bit of it, but I didn't catch my attention that much. Now, regarding the, well, before I talk about the Miami one, let's talk about Bethany and, God. During a relief trip to Puerto Rico, Franco was downright mean. Yelled at the crew members and denied them their lunch breaks, the insider said. It was hell. Imagine you lose everything and then Bethany shows up with her camera crew. Talk about a nightmare. A source close to Frankel shot back. It would take a lot more than Carol Radziwill for Bethany to resign from the show. So apparently Bethany and Carol got into a tit for tat because Carol says that Bethany's too hard on her or too aggressive or something. She says Bethany Frankel has become the person non grata amongst the fellow housewives of New York. The other castmates have had it with her too. Oh Lord, that means absolutely nothing. She's Andy's favorite and she's not going anywhere.
Edward Gonzalez says you need to go make an appearance on Beverly Hills and set them straight. And then two comments later he says, and go to OC too.
Well, I should go and hold court and mediate all these fights with these girls.
He said Edward Gonzalez, he says, I'm in Texas and you lived in Texas, Leah. And,
that's right.
And maybe you could stop by and straighten out the Dallas ladies.
Oh God, I haven't been able to watch that one yet. Oh God, there's so much to watch. So regarding them, I want to thank you all for this big, huge rally of support I got for doing absolutely nothing. Someone sent out a picture of four of the girls from the show with some of the producers at somebody's birthday party that I wasn't at. That's another story. And then they started the rumor, the show's coming back. They're talking about the show with the producers. Well, you know, the Miami show. The fat lady sang, okay? So, but I wasn't in the picture, nor was Joanna. So on my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram, my emails, my hello@LeahBlack at Gmail, lit up. You have to have Leah. She's our favorite. I was like, oh, thank you so much. I have a fan. I do. I was so excited. So their little scheme to try to make me look so unimportant just backfired. Oh my God. Oh, this was
nice. You had a lot of support.
So nice. I love it. I love it when people tweet me stuff. I pretty much tweet everybody back or comment back or something or like what they say, or even if I don't like what they say, I acknowledge what they say, because I love Twitter so much. Twitter, LeahBlack.com. No, what am I on? Twitter at Miami.
LeahBlack Miami.
I can't keep it all up. Okay. This was the invitation to the VIP gal at the Faena. We love the Faena. Our friend Alan runs it. It's named after him. It's his hotel. And it's so exquisite. They have that big Damien Hirst piece out in the back that's worth a few million dollars. It's fabulous. We're out of time. I was going to talk politics. Let's see if there's anything I can't go without. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And then we're going to wrap up. Okay. Yeah, that's on here. Okay. Ben Carson spent $31,000 on a dining room set. Oh my God! I mean, talk about a brain surgeon. He's obviously not a brain scientist. I mean, and then they're demoted the woman that pushed back on it because she said you're only supposed to spend $5,000, so they demote her, and then they start cutting the budget on all these people who don't have any money after spending $31,000, and then he gives no-bid contracts to his relatives and their friends. I mean, this is the swamp becoming the cesspool. And let's see, Jennifer Lawrence is going to spend a year away from acting to get young people engaged with politics. Oh, I love that.
Working with Chelsea Handler.
I hope so. Hope Hicks has resigned. Resigned 29 years old. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's old news by now. Trump.
Yeah, he's had two more people resign since then.
Oh, my God. It's like the revolving. And we're running out of people to hire. Then he says, oh, everybody's in line wanting these jobs. Well, we know for a fact no one wants these jobs. Then if this was one, we've got an exclusive here. It says, poor Melania Trump. We've got the exclusive details on how the First Lady was humiliated by Donald and his cringeworthy public joke about her leaving. So apparently at the gridiron thing, he said, well, everybody says who's going to be next, Stephen Miller, which we know that, right? We Nazis are not going anywhere. Or Melania. And then he makes a joke like, oh, you know, I love you or something. But anyway, people thought it was cringe worthy and no one liked it. And they said that it was very poor judgment and that she suffered enough through his other women, including the porn stars alleging that they had affairs. So he shouldn't subject her to that. And I agree. And by the way, that Stormy's now taking him to court. Never underestimated Blonde. She's taking him to court and he's backed in a corner because he's going to have to answer these court proceedings. So either he's going to have to lie and deny or he's going to have to acknowledge and admit it. He's in a situation now. This is the Paula Jones thing all over again. It couldn't happen to a more deserving guy.
They had her attorney on the Today Show this morning and they showed the document that was supposed to be the non-disclosure.
Yeah.
And Donald had an alias name called David something and he didn't sign it. So now they're saying that it's invalid and she can say whatever she wants.
First of all, he's always had an alias name. He had an alias name when he was his own PR person. Now he has an alias name when he signs and pays off the porn star. I mean, he's an alien, so there. Okay, so we have a couple of quick announcements to make. All you have to do is go to, how do you do it in Europe? How do you go? Oh, leahblack.co.uk. If you're in the UK, you can get 20% off every one of these products for Mother's Day. And they have some restrictions, but you can go on to their website at leahblack.co.uk and you can. Now, if you're not, 20% off, that's huge. They never do. I don't do it here. I can't afford to do it. But we're not as generous here. However, Benza weather is so bad and people's skins are so dry and it's so unbelievably, miserably cold everywhere. We want to feature our moisturizing cream and the serum. If you use those products, the cream is the one that we have the clinical studies on, you will increase the moisturization in your skin 440% in 2 days and 500% in a week, and this is the moisture cream. So normally you would buy the moisture cream and the serum, so you put the serum on under the moisture cream in the morning and at night, and this would cost you $58, and we're offering it to you for $45 for Mother's Day
in the U.S.,
because once you get hooked on this, you'll be coming back for more. I'm telling you. Look at my skin. Well, of course, we live in Florida, so it's not a fair equation if you're living in New York.
You're getting comments. People saying, your skin's beautiful. Your products are amazing.
Thanks.
Joanna Vivulo says your products are amazing.
Fran
says, I love your products.
Yay. If anyone that tries them,
loves
them.
I'm watching, and he loves you.
Your second time, I hope you're hooked on phonics. My quote of the week. Do we have anybody else that's in emailing in and texting or having questions? Because I'm going to tell you my quote of the week and then we're going to wrap up. My quote of the week is, I figure you can either care about what people think or you can care about getting results. See, I write up all these little quotes. I don't know why. It's something I've always done. I've always written poems and quotes. Should I write a poem for you next week? What? Or sing a song? Or dance on the table?
People are just commenting on how good your skin products are.
They are. LeahBlack.com.
And someone said Trump's turning into Atlantic City after he destroyed it.
Well, he is. After, you know, they say four bankruptcies, but I really do think it was six.
Yeah.
And then we have the Trump University thing. I never, he says he never settles, and he settled that one. Now he's got this Stormy Daniels once. Panama kicked him out of their the hotel there and took their, his name off of it. They did the same thing at the Trump Tower in New York. I mean, he's not doing himself any favors. Well, I'm not going to talk about him today anymore. I'm going to talk about something fun and fabulous, like tune in next week to leelac.com. Check our website out all week, and then tune in to Facebook Live on Wednesdays at noon, and then tweet me anything you want to say at hello at leahblack.miami, and go to our hello at leahblack.com and write your questions for next week's episode, and I'll answer your questions, or you can do them live as we go. Oh, come here. Oh, you put him down. Come here, little black. Say goodbye. Come here, honey. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my boob is sticking out. Well, it took a while to notice. Okay, there.
It just now happened.
I was flashing everybody.
You're giving everyone a happy ending.
I'm hoping we can build more traffic. Okay, everybody. Hooters is our new sponsor. Bye. Say bye, little boy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.